From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, political fallout from reporter Bob Woodward's new book on how the Bush administration went to war in Iraq. First, though, in an unusually blunt statement, the White House says President Bush spoke by phone with Spain's new prime minister today and scolded him for having announced that Spain will pull its military troops out of Iraq. Mr. Bush expressed his disappointment to Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero and said he wanted to avoid giving false comfort to terrorists. Prime Minister Zapatero issued the withdrawal order yesterday, a day after he was sworn into office. Jerome Sokolowski has more from Madrid.
The pullout pledge was central to José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero's electoral campaign long before suspected Islamic terrorists blew up commuter trains in Madrid, killing 191 people. This morning, Spanish Foreign Minister Miguel Ángel Moratinos told a Spanish radio station that the new prime minister wanted to waste no time in showing that he's a man of his word. Most of all, it was important to begin with a clear message that what is promised is fulfilled, the foreign minister said. The prime minister is expected to give more details on the pullout tomorrow in Parliament. He had said during the campaign that the only thing that could persuade him to keep the Spanish military in Iraq is if by June 30th the UN took command of all forces, including, in theory, American troops. But yesterday Zapatero said it was already clear that's not going to happen. Mariano Rajoy, who succeeds former Prime Minister José María Aznar as leader of the Conservative Popular Party, also wasted no time in criticizing the decision. He said Zapatero threw in the towel too soon and made Spain even more vulnerable to terrorists. Spain's 1,300 troops in Iraq are based near the Shiite holy city of Najaf. Since their deployment last year, 11 Spanish soldiers have been killed. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.